Dead Serious, Season 2.
And there we go. All good. You don't mind if I record this, do you, Cecily?
Not at all, sir. I understand.
Lovely. What do you got for me?
Just a few updates on the new arrivals.
Hit me with it.
Harper has elected to join in our upgrading plans. As she so eloquently put it, she loves building her some zombie kill-a-ma-chigs.
That girl is a firecracker, isn't she?
Yes, sir.
What of her betrothed?
June has requested to help put together some better systems for giving out rations and trade. She was the one running that little trading post in West Ashley.
I see. We've got a bit of an economist on our hands. That's good. We'll need that if we intend to get our society fully together.
How would we do that, sir? Would you intend to give her a seat on the council?
No, not yet. She's not ready for that. She can act as an advisor. We can set up meetings with her every week, town hall style, and hear what she has to say. That's the final cog we need in this little machine. Anything else? Any word on the undead? How he came to be that way?
Nothing there as of yet. He's an open book, but on all of the wrong things. It's very hard to keep him focused on one subject at a time. He's so excited to be around people that he tends to ignore questions centered around his condition.
Keep working on that, please. I want to know everything. I'll go speak to him myself soon. I can help with his body maintenance, and maybe that will help him stay focused. Is that all?
Just one more thing. I'll leave it here. The other one is of concern.
I'll listen now. Could you bring me some tea? It's almost that time.
Certainly, sir.
Thank you, Miss Robinson.
I demanded to help, but they refused to listen. It's a council matter, they told me. Harper and Jude agreed that the council should...
She's an interesting one. Feisty.
Like that one,
problematic. Stand between us? Is this man your intention for us? Is he your great plan? They are pleased. All is well. Everything is as they wish it to be. We're on the right path. Humanity will soon move forward as the old gods intend.
This is not okay.
Alpha 4, log, blah, blah, blah. I don't care anymore. Life is meaningless. Nothing matters. This isn't my experiment anymore.
Put everything away and straighten up your shirt right now.
No, Mom.
I'm so fucking serious right now. Just do it.
Okay, fine. Get the fuck out of your ass.
Shut your mouth. Shut your goddamn mouth. Just sit up straight and smile.
Hey, hey, hey. How's my favorite science people doing on this fine, what day is it?
It's Friday, Mr. President.
Friday? Damn, it is a lovely day indeed.
President Perkins, you remember Mike Guthrie?
I absolutely do not. How the hell are you?
I'm doing just fine, Mr. President. why are you here?
Well, some Pentagon assholes were just briefing me about some issue going on here. I don't really know. Wasn't listening at all. Was thinking about tacos. Got lost in the Secretary of Education's cleavage. What were we talking about?
Oh, so you've been made aware of the mole?
The what now? I was just told someone in this dome thing knows what's up. At least, I think that's what they said. Hey, what's this button do?
Don't push that, sir. That button activates sanitation mode. Just burns down. everything in there.
Christ, you should probably label that better.
It says, do not push.
Shut up.
Anyways, I just figured I'd show some face and make sure that this thing's still going okay down here. We don't need to abort yet, do we? That would suck.
Absolutely not, sir. We have everything under control.
Fantastic. Now, would one of you fine nerds please direct me to the nearest vending machine and or set of titties?
That way, sir.
Oh, boy. Don't care which one. Something's going in my mouth either way.
The leader of the free world, ladies and gentlemen. Ow! What the fuck?
You listen to me and listen to me good. Get your shit together. The rest of this administration is looking at us right now like we're a bunch of failures. All because you overlooked one fucking Special Forces asset. You need to fix your shit. And fix it now. No more ho-hum, woe is me, lazy bullshit. You are focused and on lock from here forward, or I will fucking kill you. Got it?
Yes, ma'am?
Yeah.
And do something about him. Actually, try some tests on him. That's the only reason I approved your little proposal. Find the mole, and find him now.
I don't know how you expect me to do that.
Oh, you don't really?
Nope.
You are going to sit there at that desk, and when you aren't observing, you're looking through every bit of your old logs and figuring out exactly when and where the fucking mole found out about all of this. You're going to figure out how to cut off his knowledge and flush him out. He's killed 10 agents. Mike. 10. Enough is enough. Nose to the grindstone and sift through all of your logs, you lazy, fat fuck.
But... Tom's in all of those logs.
I don't care.
Shit.
Dead Serious, Memoirs of an Undead Loser, Season 2, Chapter 10, Our Fearless Leader. Performed by Juan C.S., Rebecca Shrum, Mike Shea, Alec Pettigrew, Sarah Diffenderfer, and Don Smith. We apologize for our portrayal of an idiot, sex-crazed, jackass president. We're aware of how unrealistic it is and completely respect the office of the president. We thank you very much for taking the time to listen to Season 2, and Halloween is just around the corner, so since you've all been so good, expect a little gift on the morning of Halloween. Big changes are coming to our release schedules in Season 3, so please visit www.deadseriouspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for zombie news, updates, and shenanigans. I've been Patrick Buchanan reminding you to spread the word. The Undead Army needs you.